Welcome to Game Changers, the podcast where we break down the biggest trends shaping the gaming industry. I'm your host, Jackson Vaughn, and today we're exploring how console business models have evolved over time, from the early days of simple hardware sales to the complex, multi-layered revenue streams that drive the industry today. To start, let's rewind all the way back to the beginning. The first ever home gaming console was the Magnavox Odyssey, released in 1972. It sold around 800,000 units and was essentially a one-time hardware purchase. No additional games to buy, no digital downloads, no online subscriptions. You got the console, a few built-in games, and that was it. But as the industry evolved, so did its approach to making money. By the late 1970s, with consoles like the Atari 2600, we saw the introduction of game cartridges. This was a game changer, literally. Instead of a closed system with built-in games, cartridges allowed new content to be sold separately, creating an ongoing and incremental revenue stream. But there was a catch. Atari's system had no way to prevent third parties from making and selling their own games. This led to the rise of independent game studios like Activision, founded by former Atari designers in 1979. Atari, not happy about losing control, tried to fight back legally, and eventually Atari and Activision settled outside of court, where Activision agreed to pay a portion of sales revenue of their games to Atari. What was initially a flaw or bug in Atari's model became a feature that spawned the third-party development model. Fast forward to the 1980s, we see Nintendo step in with the Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES. This was where the modern console business model really took shape. Nintendo introduced lockout chips, a technical way to control third-party developers and charge a 30% licensing fee. If you wanted to sell a game on the NES, you had to go through Nintendo and pay up. This 30% cut became an industry standard that persists to this day. Then came the razor blade model, a shift where console makers sold hardware at break-even or even at a loss, knowing they'd make their money back on software sales. From the 1980s to the early 2000s, console margin averages dropped from over 40% to around 15%, while game sales skyrocketed. The PlayStation 2, for example, saw over 1.5 billion game copies sold, a testament to how valuable this model had become. By the mid-2000s, another major shift took place: digital downloads. Consoles like the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Nintendo Wii introduced online game stores, cutting out retailers and boosting profits. No more manufacturing costs for physical discs, no more store markups, just straight digital sales, maximizing profits. And then came the 2010s, when console makers leaned into subscriptions. Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass and Sony's PlayStation Plus allowed players to access a library of games for a monthly fee, creating steady and predictable revenue. Initially, there were concerns. Would this cannibalize individual game sales? Surprisingly, studies have shown that subscription models actually enhance console revenue while having a limited negative impact on game sales. Today, we're in an era of three dominant console manufacturers: Nintendo, PlayStation, and Xbox, each with unique strategies. Nintendo thrives on first-party exclusives, with a staggering 81% of its software revenue coming from Nintendo-developed games. PlayStation has built a strong ecosystem around both first-party and third-party titles, leveraging Sony's broader entertainment empire. Xbox, under Microsoft's massive umbrella, is leaning into cloud gaming and subscription services to define its future. So what's next? Expect even more intricate business models. Cloud gaming subscriptions will likely grow, but physical consoles aren't going anywhere. They still create high switching costs, locking players into an ecosystem. And portability is becoming a bigger focus, with devices like the Nintendo Switch, Steam Deck, and PlayStation Portal showing that gamers want flexibility. Maybe the next big thing is consoles with built-in mobile data, letting players game from anywhere. At its core, the console industry has transformed from simple hardware sales into a sophisticated mix of licensing fees, digital storefronts, cloud gaming, and subscription revenue. And with each generation, the model gets more refined, ensuring that gaming companies stay profitable while keeping players engaged. That's all for today. If you enjoyed this breakdown, be sure to check out Game Changers on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you haven't already, sign up for our newsletter to stay ahead of the latest gaming trends. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.